Hello, and welcome to episode 0 of Sunday Night in Cinema 3. This is a short introductory episode that I've created for those who want to understand what's going on in the episodes to come. I'll update it every once in a while, as necessary, once the podcast gets rolling. So what is Sunday Night in Cinema 3? It used to be a blog, which I wrote every week in 2008, reporting on the movie that I saw on Sunday night in, you guessed it, Cinema 3 of what was then my local multiplex. And why, you might very well ask, did I do such a thing? Why indeed? So here's the origin story. In the last week of 2007, I decided to get out of the house and go see a movie on my own, which was something I often did back then, and have done for most of my adult life. I didn't have any particular objective in terms of what movie to see, but I knew that there was a new Japanese horror remake playing, so I figured I'd just go with that. But no, as luck or fate would have it, that movie was sold out. And rather than go home, I decided to go to something else. National Treasure 2, starring Nicolas Cage. It was playing in Cinema 3, one of the smaller theaters in what was then the Empire Theaters Multiplex in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada. It probably bears mentioning at this point that I had never seen the first National Treasure film, and in fact I still haven't. I don't think it mattered, but if you have seen both, feel free to write in and correct me. Anyway, I try not to be precious about movies. I watch a lot of bad ones and a lot of great ones, and I always try to give them the benefit of the doubt, because you never know when even a bad film will turn out to be something that you love forever. National Treasure 2 is not one of those films. It's just a big, dumb, predictable, boring piece of shit. And it was depressing to sit there and watch it on that evening in 2007. As Nicolas Cage jabbered and capered about on the screen, I wondered, would it even have mattered if I had actually picked the movie I went to see? What if I just showed up at the same time every week and saw whatever the theater was offering that night? I became fascinated by this idea, and by the time the credits rolled on National Treasure 2, I had the idea for the project that would consume a year of my life, or roughly a seventh of it at least. So every week in 2008, I went to that same theater and watched whatever was showing in the last screening of the night, and then I went home and wrote a blog post about it. I took a small hardcover notebook to the theater with me and discreetly took notes. I learned how to deal with challenges such as having to see the same movie multiple weeks in a row. For example, I watched the romantic comedy What Happens in Vegas, starring Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher, for 4 straight weeks, and it nearly drove me insane. Obviously, this idea was partly inspired by years of watching Mystery Science Theater 3000 and its various side projects, especially a book that Kevin Murphy did called A Year at the Movies, I think, and it was about going to a different movie every day. The Sunday Night in Cinema 3 blog, which you can still see at sundaynightincinema3.com, had a small but encouraging fan base. It wound up changing my life, in fact, in some significant ways, and it made me think differently about movie-going and the movies themselves. So here we are 10 years later, and one of my projects for 2018 will be this podcast. When I first had the idea for it, I thought to myself, I guess I could just go back to my nearest multiplex every Sunday night and try my luck again, but I didn't really want to do that, partly because of the time it would take, partly because of the sheer expense of it, and partly because I knew that my busy schedule might make it difficult to make that weekly Sunday night appointment. While I was thinking about it, I rearranged my bookshelves and moved my small collection of DVDs from one place to another. When I was done, I sat staring at the shelf of DVDs and started to wonder, why am I holding on to these? I used to have hundreds of DVDs. Why did these make the cut whenever I moved while so many others didn't? And why do I still have them on DVD instead of Blu-ray? I decided to count them, just out of curiosity. Not counting sets of television shows, there were 50. Exactly 50 movies. Some classics and some not. Some sentimental favorites and some that I feel no attachment to whatsoever. But for one reason or another, I held on to them. And it occurred to me that in a weird way, I could do another year of Sunday Night in Cinema 3 without ever having to leave the house. It would be a more personal, but pretty diverse, and sometimes downright strange year of writing about a selection of movies. A Sunday Night in Cinema me, if you will. And so, each episode of the Cinema 3 podcast will have three main parts. In the first part, I'll look back at the original Sunday Night in Cinema 3 and talk about the movie that I saw 10 years ago, which means I'll probably have to watch it again to refresh my memory. But for the sake of my own sanity, I will not be watching movies that got repeated multiple times again. The second part of the podcast will be a sort of intermission where I talk about something thematically relevant for that week, or possibly interview one of the friends who went to the original movie with me, or just someone else who loves talking about movies. Finally, in the third part, I'll pick one of those movies that I have on DVD and talk about why I still own it, why I like it or don't like it, what it means to me, and so on. I'll also talk about what new movies are being released that week, and other current movie news if I can think of anything useful to say. My goal overall with the podcast is to talk about how it feels to go to the movies, my favorite pictures and actors and directors, and some not-so-favorite ones. It'll be influenced by the shows I watched about movies growing up, including Matinee at the Bijou on PBS, Siskel and Ebert, Shock Theater, MST3K, as well as magazines like Starlog and Fangoria, the writing of Joe Bob Briggs, and many other sources. So that's pretty much it. Starting on the first Sunday of 2018 and running all year, I will release an episode of Sunday Night in Cinema 3, and at the end of the year, I will collect all the best bits of this stuff into a book to be published in 2019. I hope that you enjoy the podcast, and that you'll send me your feedback either on the Cinema 3 blog, or on Twitter, or Facebook, or wherever else you like to rant about things on the internet. If you like the podcast, or if you just like me, and want to directly support what I do, I also have a Patreon, where I will post previews of upcoming episodes, outtakes and other exclusive random bits, patron-only blog posts, and whatever else I can think of. Go to the Cinema 3 website, sundaynightincinema3.com, and by the way, that's the number 3, not the written word 3 there at the end, and you will also find all the social media links for the podcast as well as the Patreon link. So whether you're starting at the beginning or coming in late but catching up, or perhaps listening to this decades in the future for some kind of dissertation, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the new and hopefully improved Sunday Night in Cinema 3. I leave you with the immortal words of Kevin Costner as Crash Davis in Bull Durham. This game is fun. Fun, goddammit.